feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Hello!
Happy Pride, everybody!
Oh, my goodness. Look, what date it is, Neil?
I know!
Manchester Pride.
The big one.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at me when you say that.
Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande on Gadio, Rain on Me.
Not a fan of owls in that song, is she? So we had applause last week, and now we've got that. What a treat for Mother Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil. How are you, love? Can I just check?
I'm much recovering after my 2 weeks ago operation. Thank you very much. Yes, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah, all good.
Okay. And how are you, may I ask? Are you all right today?
Are you ready? Are you pride ready?
Yeah, we are asking you. Can I give out the bits and blobs to send us? I'd love to see outfits today more than anything. I want to see outfits. I want to smell the excitement.
Yeah.
What the hell are you thinking wearing that? At This Is Ndebs, at Gadio, and on Instagram, which Neil is looking after. What's the address, Avu?
This Is Ndebs.
All right. Okay. Lots of tweets to get to, Neil, from last week and this week, and lots to cover on the show, including an incredible moment that happened 10 years ago to the day. Was one of the most controversial same-sex kisses that nearly broke the internet. I'm going to leave that with you because we've got some new information about that same-sex kiss.
Oh.
A bit later on. And also, Neil, I had an awful, awful spine-tingling, toe-curling...
No! Look away! Megan, no! Look away! Oh!
Family moment. Last Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
That was so awkward. I'm going to have to build up to sharing that with you. I still am going red,
right,
thinking about what happened between an older member of our family and myself.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Did it involve nudity?
No, but you've sort of sullied that now, which is quite sad, isn't it? It's very TMZ, that was. Hello! Haven't even felt
that bad. Billy Porter on Gadio.
Shush, children, and let your mother speak.
From one of the best TV shows ever,
yeah,
ever, ever. I really enjoy listening to that song, Neil, because I love his pronunciations on all the words.
Mm.
And woo-hoo, it's great to have that back in a song. I can't believe it. So, to Billy Porter. And can we also play this as well from Pose?
Don't even think about putting Yardley on these.
No, not Yardley. But if you're maybe going to Manchester Pride, if you are putting Yardley on those nails, we'd love to see them, wouldn't we?
Absolutely,
Show us your nails now. This is Ndebs at Gadio. And email as well. We've got emails. Email it.
Yes, ndebs@gadio.co.uk is the email. Make us go twang.
It's a very busy weekend, Neil, because we've got, of course...
Happy Pride, everybody!
Manchester Pride, which we will be... Well, we're going to be live at Manchester Pride today.
That's right, yeah.
All the excitement, all the backstage, front stage, in the stage, under the stage, flying over the stage, action you can handle. Plus, Neil, well, you had a complaint, I'm afraid, on Twitter.
I've had one on email as well, so we'll get to that later, too.
Is it about this person here?
What are you looking at?
Oh, it is,
Madonna,
actually.
Madonna.
Yeah. You've really upset some Madonna fans, Neil.
Oh, hang on. What's the name of yours?
They're after your blood. That's what they're after. And Madonna fans, do not let go, Neil, because I am one.
No.
And we'll get to that later. That's our beautiful Heather Peace, a delicious actress. Heather Peace has started to drool, Neil. Sorry about Pavlov's dogs.
The minute her name comes out of your mouth, you go all wobbly, don't you?
I do go a bit wobbly. But, Neil, she sent us a personal message.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she sent us a personal message with a lot of love.
Right.
So we shall get to that shortly. And, of course, this as well, which I didn't get a chance to do last week.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
You are gay. Right, it's an amazing moment on television from Uganda that sort of you have to go, what?
Oh, no.
Did you just say that on television? So we shall be getting to that later and lots more besides.
Lovely. Side effects. Becky Hill on Gadio. That's called Side Effects. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs and This Is Ndebs on Instagram. Hello to Marcello, who says, so happy I found you two on here. Been following you for both more than 20 years.
What, in the street, Marcello? Do we need to call the police? Oh, on social media. Well, how lovely to have you listening.
Marcello the bird. And lovely.
Get it? Got it?
Good.
It's our weekly look into things that have been going on over the past 7 days. And first of all, a primary school in Glasgow is the first school in Scotland to fully implement LGBT inclusive education in its curriculum. Well done. The Scottish Government says Castleton Primary School has completed staff training, consulted with their school community, planned, developed and implemented LGBT inclusion education, describing it as important as a milestone. The government says work undertaken at schools like Castleton show how inclusive education can help to stamp out prejudice. Isn't that brilliant?
That's amazing. And we have to mention here our delicious friend Ellie Barnes, who she started so much off in schools with her educate
and celebrate.
And celebrate. And that's fantastic. So we're right behind them. Right behind them.
A surprising number of men are using the gay dating app Grindr to find something other than a quick hookup. While the app remains primarily used for locating a suitable friend with benefits, Grindr says approximately a quarter of users are online to network. Spokesperson for the app says that according to a recent survey of users, approximately 25% say that one of their key activities on Grindr is to network, like using it as a kind of gay LinkedIn.
God. How did you get your job? Well, I was on Grindr. Oh my goodness, that says so much, doesn't it?
I know.
But there is the gay network. You've heard about that, haven't you? The gay network.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that happens.
Yes.
Well, we've got
what more can you say?
Moving on.
Finally, Whoopi Goldberg has addressed speculation about her sexuality while appearing on the latest edition of the best podcast ever with Raven and Amanda. It was asked about her sexuality and whether Whoopi Goldberg says or not she's gay.
Women have been asking me this for as long as I've been around. I am not a lesbian, but I know lots of them, and I've played them on television.
Oh, that's enough.
You know, but I have always had lesbian friends because they're just my friends.
Yeah, they are.
And also, why should it matter?
No,
and
exactly.
I've always loved Madonna for saying this. They've said, are you bisexual? And she went, why does that matter? I wouldn't be ashamed. If I was, I'd tell you. I'm not ashamed of it. My God, am I actually Madonna? Have I turned into Madonna?
No.
Hi, I'm a... No, no, I'm actually...
Rita Ora on KDO.
Rita
Jones on the way.
Rita!
Rita!
Get off your fag break. You've got number three's hair to do. Such a great name for a shampooer, isn't it, Rita? I don't know why. I don't know why I think she's a shampooer and a hairdresser. There we are. At this is ndebs at KDO. Email ndebs at kdo.co.uk. Neil, we're about to play Jax Jones, Me and My Guitar. And I've got mine ready here, Neil, because something's happening today. Sorry, I've just got to tune up a little bit here. Oh, my fingers.
You're so dexterous.
Yeah. Don't interrupt an artist, Neil. Yeah, that'll do. I mean, that isn't the best I've ever played, but we will get to it because I'm off to Spain to Sitges, the gay mecca.
That's right.
In a matter of hours.
Oh, amazing.
I need some advice on that. And also, you know, you mentioned a school teacher in your news.
No, whole school in Scotland.
School.
Yeah.
And it was LGBT, what was it, Neil?
The school is called... It's called Castleton Primary School in Scotland, in fact, yes.
That's the great news. I need to go over to America because this week in total polar opposite news, there's a teacher who's been fired from a school in Georgia because she read a book on gender identity to her class.
Another one of these.
So we must get to that because we need to get behind our brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Can't we hire her over in Glasgow? We need her over at Glasgow, don't we?
It's not a her, it's a whole school, love. We'd send the school over.
Yeah, we'd send the school over, but can't we hire this Georgia teacher who's been fired to come over to Glasgow?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Teacher swap.
Yeah, we'll do a teacher swap, but that's what we'll do. Well, we've solved that then, Neil. Thank you.
Joel Corry, Katie Baser, giggling on the end there. That's called Dance Around It.
Surround It.
On Gadio.
And I believe, Neil, many people have had to dance around it when you're on the dance floor, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely.
No yeah. one needs a handbag when Neil's around.
Out of my way.
This is Ndebs at Gadio Eman. Okay. Can we go over to, well, it's Twitter, Neil, where a beautiful friend of ours, Heather Peace, the one of the most beautiful women on the earth.
Here we go.
We have interviewed her quite a few times. We've seen her at Stonewall Awards. We've seen her at lots of awards.
Seen her live.
We saw her live. It was one of my very first dates with Australian Lisa.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you came along. She played at the Jazz Cafe.
I felt slightly outnumbered.
You were very outnumbered, Neil, because it was about 90% beautiful lesbians in the audience, and we were lapping up Heather Peace, so to speak. And you had a crush on the person in front of you. You were like, oh, wow, super hot. And you didn't realise that was a lesbian. Do you remember? You had quite the crush.
Oh,
you were like,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, can I have your number? And she was like, no.
No, yeah.
And I went, I'm sorry about him. Sorry about him. But Heather Peace has been in touch, Neil, because something wonderful has happened with her career this week.
Right.
She was on BBC EastEnders last week.
That's
and
right, yeah.
There was such great reaction to her coming back to the screen. Can we play a little bit of the episode? Because I'm not allowed to watch EastEnders because it's too common in our family. So here is a little piece of Heather Peace.
Oh. How the hell can it help?
Don't know.
Well, you said it yourself. You want to move on with your life.
Yeah.
Just use her for what you want.
I don't even know what I want. I don't know.
You want me, Heather? You want me. So it's beautiful to see her. And I said, Heather, it's so delicious to see you back. And she put to us both, I love you both.
Oh.
I love you both.
Oh, beautiful, Heather Peace.
So I'm just going to print that out, maybe laminate it, and just maybe put that in the front of my purse, really, from here to Kingdom Come. So thank you. It's lovely to see you back on EastEnders, Heather.
And your front.
Heather, please. And your front. You're a muppet. You're an idiot. It's so good.
Gorgeous. Troye Sivan. That's called Rush on Gadio with Neil and Debbie here this Saturday.
Rush, hurry, lover, come to me. Who sang that?
Oh.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you remember that?
A long time ago.
And Paula Abdul used to work for... She was a choreographer for Michael Jackson, all sorts of people.
Mm.
And she was so good at singing, she snuck into a recording studio late one night and she recorded straight up. And one of the sound engineers leaked it to a radio station and they went, oh, my God, this is so good. And we played it. And her mum rang her up and said... Honey, you're on Z100, and it went straight to the radio.
Wow.
And then she gave up doing all the other stuff.
I love it when people's careers are born out of situations like that, where they were never even planning for it to happen.
Well, no, she did plan it. She did plan it, and the same with Anastasia. Anastasia, do the eye patch. She was a receptionist in a record company, and she only became a receptionist because she knew she'd go around like two floors up and get a record deal, which is what she did. I love the tenacity of people.
Oh yes, absolutely.
When you got told no, you can't have that, and you go, actually, I've just written a book and that's number one, so up yours. Anyway, at this is ndebs at gadio, email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. Have you seen what's in the background of the house, Neil? I moved it. It's too embarrassed, to be honest with you. Too embarrassed.
Is this a thing on the wall behind you that's been there for the last couple of weeks?
Oh, that's my... Oh, my... I'm so glad you mentioned that.
I have to say... I've seen it there for the last few weeks, and I keep meaning to comment on it. It's...
Yeah.
Darth Vader's head.
It's Darth Vader's head. It's on my wall, and if you want to find out why... Oh, that's... It's awful. Oh, no! Too much, Neil. Oh, no, you're actually murdering that. Don't do that. If you would like to... Could you drop it? If you'd like to find out why Darth Vader's head is on my wall, I'll share with you next on Gadio as an exclusive.
Don't call me up. It's Mabel on Gadio. You're going to be here this Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, beautiful Mabel, who you thought was Nana Cherry, who'd had a lot of work done when we were in our studio. Do you remember in London before the pandemic? We were actually allowed in a studio. And I went, oh gosh. And everyone went, oh, it's Nina Cherry looking really young. I went, that's her daughter, Mabel. You fools. Neil, behind me over my shoulder, you've just turned on Gaydio on Manchester Pride Weekend, and we shall get to all what we're getting up to. All the news from Manchester Pride very, very shortly. But over my shoulder, for my boulder holders, you mentioned that I've got a legend on my wall.
Yeah. It's actually Darth Vader's helmet from the looks of things, is it?
Oh, no, no. Make your eyes go up to his face. Right. So it's Darth Vader on my wall, the head of the most iconic, fabulous character ever. And it was a balloon sent to me for my birthday because I'm an August Leo, Neil.
Right.
And a big box arrived outside the house and it said, do not use sharp objects to open it. And it's, I cut the box open and out floated Darth Vader's head.
Wow.
I felt like I won the lottery. I was skipping around the room with a balloon as a grown adult. It's so ecstatic. And I've had it up in my, sometimes I just put it by the window so people walking past the house go.
Bring it closer to the screen so I can see it.
I should be able to use my Jedi powers for this, shouldn't I? Hang on a minute, Neil.
It's the most, I mean, it's just suspended there, but what a gruesome thing to have in your room.
No, it's fantastic. Do
you not keep looking around thinking he's...
I mean, I think I might even put it in the car as the passenger seat. It's a massive blow-up.
It's huge. I didn't realise.
It's huge. And it was one of Lisa's beautiful friends, Sheridan, who sent it from Australia.
Australia, lovely, yeah.
All the way from Australia. So, yeah, I'm the only person who's got Darth Vader's head on my wall. And there it will stay until the balloon dies, and then I shall just nail it to the wall anyway.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Honestly, I'm in love with this man, Neil. Could I have a moment with him? Thank you.
Okay.
Come over here, Darth. Come on. Come on, Darth.
Nearly 11 on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Manchester Pride weekend, and everything's just getting ready now. The atmosphere building for the entire weekend event.
Kylie, what do you have to say about the matter?
Happy Pride, everybody!
Thank you! And there's lots going on, and we will be live. Manchester Pride, 1 o'clock today. Not sure who it's going to be, Neil. It could be our beautiful friend Brett from Fame.
It's Pancake Day!
It's Manchester Pride Day! Or it could be Paris and Dave. In fact, it's probably everybody from Gaydio.
Absolutely.
Apart from you, me, and Anthony Murphy. So, all the action. And we shall run through who is going to be on stage, when it's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. Has that taken us up to the news?
Pretty much, because freedom of choice is on the way after the news, which is next. Camille Jones, The Creeps, The Freaks on Gaydio. Neil Debbie here. These are Gaydio's anthems for this Saturday morning, this Pride weekend Saturday morning nonetheless. Beyonce before that, by the way. And on the way, we've got some Madonna, and we've also got some Blonde as well coming up.
I thought it was some Blondie. I thought, what? Are we smooth? What has happened to us? No, it's not that. This is ndebs at Gaydio, email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. Neil, a little quiz for you, because we are celebrating a 10th anniversary of quite a big moment in gay history or herstory. And, well, this happened. This is from Andy Cohen talking about a big event.
I was there when Madonna kissed you and Britney. And I always wondered, did it bug you that they cut away for the Xtina kiss?
It's Christina, not Xtina. It's Christina, and it's 10 years old today.
Wow.
On the VMAs, Madonna snogged Britney, and she really kissed the heck out of Christina Aguilera. But they cut it, and Christina's done an interview that, well, she begged the VMA bosses to keep that footage in. And the reason why it got cut out is quite telling of the music industry.
Oh.
And, how quite shambly sometimes it is. But I'll get to that in a moment, because I'm afraid, Neil, you've had a complaint on Twitter, vis-a-vis,
tick-tock,
Madonna.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, don't anger a Madonna fan, Neil, because we are furious at you and what you've done. I believe you've had an email as well. Should I read out my tweet?
Yes, go on.
Right. This is from Jason Glenn Pierce. Is it Jason has written to you?
Double pronged attack.
Jason, if in doubt, just CC this everyone. You've got to get the message out there. Hi, beautiful people. That's a nice start, Neil, isn't it?
He started his email the same way. Yeah.
That's nice because it's friendly before you have that sandwich.
Yeah.
Two tracks off Confessions and Hollywood Remix. You play on the show at least once a month. Oh, so disappointing. No oldest like Into the Groove, Papa Don't Preach. No 90s like the Junior Remix. Yeah, the fabulous Junior Remix of Secret from Bedtime Stories. Or the, is it Calderone? Calderone. Edit of Ray of Light and Beautiful Stranger. Oh, Jason. I mean, this is going straight to the top, this complaint, Neil. What has he got to say for yourself?
He says, Neil, are you sure you aren't on heavy meds post-hernia surgery? I got all excited when you said it was Madonna's Freedom of Choice. Oh, I thought to myself, and then he lists some of the tracks that you... And, of course, he didn't get any of those. Nothing off Erotica, nothing from the 82-90 era, nothing like that. He says, can we try to, when the celebration tour starts in London, try again, he says. Is Debbie going to see Madonna, he also inquires.
Oh, well, you got a much nicer one than I did. I got the filling of that sandwich. I'm trying to sell sort of members of my family.
Right.
No, I'm not. So it sounds awful. I'm trying to get the funds to go and see Madonna because it isn't cheap. But I really want to go and see this tour because it's going to be fantastic. Mm. So to please Jason, Neil.
Yeah. And may I suggest, Jason, maybe you want to send in some clips for us and maybe we'll choose from yours. You're going to get that fussy, Jason.
Or Neil. Oh, now we just about made friends. And now you've done that. But, Jason, this is with love from us.
With love, yes. Yeah.
With love from us, too, because you can't have enough Madonna tracks. And there's so many great remixes. So what have you opted for? Because we have searched, Jason, for the wonderful Junior's Luscious remix of Bedtime Stories. So we should take that up with management. But in the meantime,
Benny Benassi has gone for a little celebration remix. Benny Benassi remixing Madonna's Celebration. Plenty to celebrate
what
today.
What are you looking at?
Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
Hell yeah! Were you about to say it's Manchester Pride, love?
I was, yeah. You about to say? Here at Gaydio. Yeah.
Here at Gaydio, we're going to be live from Manchester Pride straight after this show. They're getting their boots ready and they're getting their outfits ready and we're going to be blasting all the Atmos from Manchester Pride through there. That was your speaker. Neil, I'm afraid the Madonna debacle is raging on.
Oh.
Guess who else has got involved This Is NDebs on Twitter.
Right.
All right. So why are you clapping? Why are you clapping? So that was especially for you, Jason, that remix. Well, Lee has got in touch. Mm. Lee Watson. No, 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 no. It has to be hung up. It has to be hung up. Please, please, please. So now maybe we have to do the Madonna Hour.
Well,
every she's got so many songs, we really could do them.
Yeah,
couldn't we?
I know.
So yeah, that's Lee upset now too. Yeah. You've upset Lee as well.
I didn't know you didn't choose that one last week. That's what it was. You had the three options, and that's one you didn't choose. So it's
let's not have a fight on any. It's ugly. So going back to the amazing kiss that happened between Madonna and Christina Aguilera and Britney. So there was a big article this week about why Christina Aguilera begged the producers of the VMAs to keep the kiss in because, do you know, they cut it out.
Right.
So when you originally saw the VMAs, Christina was nowhere to be seen. Right? Would you like to hear why that happened?
I'd love to.
Would you? Here we go. This is from Andy Cohen.
I was there when Madonna kissed you and Britney. And I always wondered, did it bug you that they cut away for the Xtina kiss?
It was weird. And you know why they cut away for it? Because of they cut away to get Justin's reaction.
Because she had kissed Britney and was Justin.
It was a Justin reaction
Britney
shot.
At the time, or?
No, they were exes, but still it was just like a cheap shot.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay.
Because I don't think people actually totally realized that she made out with both of you.
Yeah. It was, because I definitely saw like the newspaper the next day and it was like, oh, well, I guess I got left out of that.
Right. You get left out of that. And I have to say, Neil, I've done a lot of research in the name of the show and I've watched that kiss many a time.
Yes.
And it is quite seedy how they were waiting for Justin's reaction and his face is like, like that. And you don't see a kiss between Christina, really. Right. And that's the hottest kiss. So here's one I clipped earlier. Just imagine. So Madonna is pulling Christina Aguilera's garter off. She's got her arm around her leg and she's pulling Christina Aguilera's garter off. And then she leans over to Britney to give her a kiss. And then she leans back to Christina Aguilera to give her a really... They're the better kisses.
Is this the photo you just sent me?
No. Don't look at that photo for later on. Right. So here, this will not... Jason will not like this because it features Madonna's Hollywood. But this is the kiss that happened 10 years ago that caused such a stink.
Right. Everybody comes to Hollywood.
Right, she's pulling the garter off now, Neil.
Right.
Standing up, she's kissing Britney. Right. Wait. Hollywood. She's looking at Britney in the eyes. That's stocking. Right, that's Britney. And then over to poor little Christina Aguilera, and then they cut it and go to cut it. So that's that. Gosh. So Google it after the show because it really is hot.
Miss me again and again.
Crazy talk. Space Cowboy on KDO's Anthems. Ooh. They'll be here. Plenty more
what
of those.
What was that you did there?
What?
Ooh, what was that?
I don't know. I just...
I know what it is. It's the absolute ecstasy that we're in over Manchester Pride. Yes. I'm looking at the lineup, Neil. I cannot believe how many huge names there are.
I know.
We're going to get
huge.
To that in a minute because we're going to be live from Manchester Pride at 1 o'clock on Gaydio, and we're your fluffers, aren't we?
We are
going to
really,
be building
yes,
up.
Yeah,
so we'll be fluffing about that next, but right now.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
Weekly deep dive into the archive. Three classic tracks from very, very far off in deep. I've delved really deep this week. And,
Are you all right, love? Are you on medication?
Fine. Well, I think I might still be for my operation.
Mark, it's for medication.
So, three tracks here. I'm going to play you clips from each. You can only have one of these in full to hear at the end of the anthem's hour.
Okay? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Right. Okay, good luck, everyone.
Choice number one. Don't you want me? It's Felix. That is Felix, Don't You Want My Lovin'. That is choice number one on Freedom of Choice.
It's how they go, love. I quite like that. And that's a real one to get you in the mood for Manchester Pride as well.
Yeah. So this, an uplifting tune from Axwell, Wonderful World.
Yes, this one. No, you can't say.
Well,
and I think to myself,
wow,
what a wonderful world.
Sir David, that's cemented that. It's definitely going to be that one.
Or will it be choice number three?
No.
Nero and Satisfy.
Oh, yeah, you've done.
Clearly a choice between two and three, I would say, from your reactions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I really, really love Nero Satisfied, but I'm veering towards Wonderful World because that's so pridey, isn't it? It's quite uplifting.
But you're not allowed to say which one you're going to choose until the end.
Nero is more for a club, a certain kind of club at a certain kind of night, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll see how I feel in about 20 minutes. Like.
Okay.
All right, man.
Gaydio's Anthems on Pride weekend in Manchester. Neil and Debbie here celebrating.
Happy Pride, everybody!
Well, look at the time, Neil. It's kicking off. The parade is kicking off.
Yeah.
Well, very soon. It's midday. Everything starts off. And you know where it's going to start, don't you? You know exactly where it's going to start, where it always starts, Neil, along Deansgate from the junction with Liverpool Road.
Right.
And the stars there this year are phenomenal.
Off the hook.
off the flipping hook. So have you got your list of what's going on there?
Alison Goldfrapp's in action today, with Pablo Vittar, and Conchita is going to be here in Manchester as well. How amazing is that?
And we will be live. Gadia will be live from 1 o'clock. We're getting ready now. We're in hair and makeup, Neil. We're doing the warm-ups. And I have to say, Neil, I've spotted some other huge names in the lineup too. You know who else is there, don't you?
Go on.
Right. Cheddar Gorgeous, Jodie flipping Harsh.
Lovely.
So you'll see the wing before you hear Jodie play. Natasha Bedingfield and Gok Wan is there.
Right, yes.
I mean, I think this one is actually bigger than London.
Yeah. And don't forget, of course, the other name there, tomorrow, Jake Shears. Neil and Debbie playing Gadio's anthems this Saturday morning. You can get in touch with the show. You can tweet us at @ThisIsEndebs@Gadio. Email endebs@gadio.co.uk. Debbie, have you got some French music? Did you manage to find me some French?
This might be a slight handbrake turn from the amazing music we've been playing. So I don't know why you need this, but here's some French music for you that I'm playing live on my accordion.
Right. Jamin's going to love this. Jamin has emailed the show. Thank you very much, Jamin. He says, so love your show. Working away in France. Listening on the podcast. It keeps keeps me sane, he says. A bit late for this, but the collection now for a group of Tina Turners is a tornado of Tinas, apparently. And Jamin is clearly a huge Tina fan, because that is the outfit that's on standby for today and for the weekend. Apparently they're going as a tornado of Tinas at the Shambhala Festival, which is in Northamptonshire this weekend. Much love, says Jamin.
Should we have a bit of this? Is this French?
It's a little bit of...
This is it. Oh, you stupid boy. that's lovely, isn't it?
So there we are.
Should we have that? I mean, Gadio will be delighted. Let's have this leading up to Manchester Pride to really get you in the mood. Come on!
No, actually, this is for you, Jamin. This is Tina. They are the Strings of Life, Soul Central, Gadio's anthems.
With strings, lovey! With strings, lovey!
Sorry, I'm seeing you here in your home studio on my little screen here, and your Darth Vader is still... I'm sure he's getting bigger, your balloon of Darth Vader.
Neil, it's where I touch him. this is endebs@gadio, email endebs@gadio.co.uk. Neil, I'm on Twitter right now, and I am actually going to start up a lesbian version of Twitter, because the men who are in charge of it aren't doing very well, are they, at the moment?
No, it's a bit of a shambles.
No, so I'm going to change one vowel in Twitter.
Right, are you now?
And I'm going to have that up. No, I am, Neil, and I'm going to have that up and running by next week.
Excellent.
And you will just see the power of a woman. Over to Twitter we go. TikTok. Sorry, Neil. I just need a bit of hand doing this one. Blow this up for me, please.
Right.
Put a tie in it. It's all tie in it. Yeah. Okay. No, it's too much, Neil. Too much. So it's the sound effect of a balloon. And I'm reading this. I'm playing that especially for flipping my lost Twitter now, haven't I? I've got so many bloody windows. So here, I'm playing this for Ryan Murphy. What? Not the Ryan Murphy. Not. Ryan Murphy says, hello, this is Endebs. It's my and Mr. Joseph Taylor's joint 30th birthday party tonight. Actually, it was last Saturday and I forgot to read it out. We were a week late. That's one. First of all, congratulations, because you're both August Leos. Winners. And they've said, please, we are currently listening while setting up the hall, blowing up the balloons. Oh, can we get a shout out, please? And play my favourite song, Call Me Maybe. Call Me Maybe. So, the balloons now will be a little bit deflated.
They will be, yes.
Yeah. But can I just say, it's a beautiful... I went to my cousin's birthday party at the weekend, and that was a milestone. That was one ending in zero. But something so horrible happened during it, Neil.
Oh.
I need to purge the moment.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a small clue, if I may. Wait, is this into a break?
No, it's not. We need to get, we've got to do Freedom of Choice reveal, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, we'll do this after 12 o'clock and we'll have more for Manchester Pride for you as well, because this really has gone on a bit. I'm boring myself now.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
The conclusion of the weekly deep dive into the archive I played you earlier. Three tracks. Three clips, in fact, from Felix, from Axwell and from Nero. Satisfy, Wonderful World or Don't You Want Me? Which one are you going to plump for in full here?
If you are getting ready for Manchester Pride, this is going to do it for you because it's uplifting, it's full of love and it's full of fabulousness. Can I have one from the middle, please, Carol?
Play that for you if you are celebrating Manchester Pride this weekend. The parade, it's nearly midday, it's just about to get underway officially, Debbie.
And you know the, well, the theme is, Neil, to quote Prince, queerly beloved.
We are gathered here today.
Yeah, that's it. It's showing the power of love for us from above and to celebrate love for ourselves and our fabulous community. I like that, queerly beloved.
Yeah,
so perfect. if you're making your outfit right now and you're just going, oh yeah, I've nailed that, we'd like it, please, at This Is Ndebs.
It'll be that time of the show for some random clips.
Have you seen it on the trolley?
Let me see.
It's cheese.
Dinner.
Doja Cat on Gadio's called a woman. Woman.
No, it's not actually. It's called woman. She couldn't afford, Neil, it's cutbacks.
Right.
She couldn't have the N at the end.
No, no.
So it's woman. Woman. Right. At Zendebs at Gadio, we're really getting into Manchester Pride because it's here.
It's the big weekend.
Right,
it is, yes. We've already mentioned who's on this weekend. We should also mention, aside from Manchester Pride, other people are celebrating too, not to leave them out. So there are events on the Pride Diary this weekend, also in Dover, Foyle, Harrogate, Ludlow, Southampton, Truro, Walsall, Ugai, that's Pride in Ireland. Tomorrow there's Pride events in Hastings, Scunthorpe and Sescu, which is Pride in South Elmsall, South Kirby and Upton, nonetheless. But this weekend, the big one is Manchester Pride and it's all going on now. The parade is underway as we speak.
Yes, it is. It has left the building. The parade has left the building. And we will be live. Gadio will be live from Manchester Pride from 1 o'clock. So we're sort of fluffing you up before there.
Yeah.
Do you know what's? You know who's going to be performing?
Loads
it's
of
such
people.
A great year. Well, we've obviously got Jake Shears tomorrow, and Danny Beard, Gokwan, Jodie Harsh is there, but the fabulous, and I can't wait to see, Kelly LaRock is going to be performing Basement Jack's Romeo.
Oh yes,
yeah, you sir, bang man, which I'm super excited about, and of course I want to see Donna Trump. Who will be performing at the Gay Village. I love it. What's your favourite bit? Is it Canal Street? What's your favourite sort of bit of Manchester Pride?
Well, it's just the whole atmosphere of the experience, really, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
With your wristband on for the weekend.
Yeah, and I like recreating the scene that Nathan did from Queer as Folk. I'm young, I can get anyone! It's up and down at Canal Street. And also the fish and chip shop, which is just around the corner from Canal Street, that you and I sat and shared a really filthy portion of chips.
Chips and gravy.
And
oh,
I sat with Lord Lesbian, and I sat in chewing gum, and I really couldn't pull that off. It wasn't a good look to stand up, and it went...
Happy days.
What a sticky bottom.
Essel featuring Alex Hepburn. That's called I'm a Woman on Gadio. That's Woman followed by I'm a Woman. And they'll be here on this Saturday afternoon.
Vis-a-vis that, we need to say congratulations to, well, one hell of a win. Who runs the world, girls? I mean, who runs the world, Niels? Neil?
What?
Who runs the world?
Well, Beyonce, obviously.
Well, girls is the answer. And we have to say congratulations to American runner Shakara Richardson, who won. She's now the fastest woman on planet Earth.
Oh, wow.
She won the 100-metre world title at the World Athletic Championships in Hungary on Monday, Neil.
Wow.
Which is really, really great.
And also, while we're bigging up the girls, can we just big up the England team for their phenomenal performance last weekend in the football? Hello.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm just sorry. Now I'm slightly distracted because she really is quite beautiful, but also she's got a great. So now she's got an absolutely amazing
what
sort of catchphrase, right. And it's this one here. It's quite quiet because it was at a press conference, but this is what she reacts to when she gets asked about, you know, things.
So for me, coming back, and I'm not back. I keep saying this. I'm not back. I'm better. Because these last 3 years, I've shown y'all what I can do and to do what it is that we all know that I can't do. So I'm excited to keep turning it up.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Woohoo! And she's absolutely beautiful, Neil. She's beautiful.
All right. Okay. Can we have
yes,
you back in the room?
Excuse me. She's a queer woman. That's why I read that out. She's a queer woman. I just had to double check, Neil. Sha'Carri Richardson. Congratulations.
Right. Okay. Becky Hill on Gaydio. It's called Disconnect.
I mean, it's all right. It could have been a bit faster, though, don't you think, Neil? Could have been a little bit faster with the beat there. A little bit faster. Can I give you... oh, my God! Scared the hell out of me! Darth, don't do that. I turned around and Darth thwacked me in the face.
This is
my balloon.
Your Darth balloon.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. I thought I had a burglar in the room. just about to call the police. Call the police. So, Neil, something awful happened this weekend. Horrible. Right? So, my beautiful cousin Sophie, she had a milestone birthday ending in zero, and all the family went down to a barn party in Kent, in Groombridge. And it was one of those parties where they hire a DJ, and it's a friend. So it's someone, I can't remember his name now, like Jake, the DJ, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, scream if you want to go faster. He was like that. And the kids were on the dance floor, and they had those lights, those sort of disco lights going. And I thought, oh, I'm not ready to go up and dance with at this point in the evening.
No.
So I stood next to my stepmom, directly next to my dad, and then it was me. So my dad's right next to my head at this point, all right? We're both holding beers. And this song comes on, Neil. This awful song. It's going...
right, oh, and no.
I went, no. And then my dad, who's, you know, I'm quite tall. I'm about 5'7", so give or take. And my dad's quite a tall man. And he started singing every word to this song, and my whole being just scrunched up to a small little a button, and it was this bit here.
You know what you are? You are sex bomb.
Oh, he was singing it, sex bomb. Give it. He was singing this in my ear, and it was this very moment that I will never forget. Him singing the words to this.
Sex me slow, and yes, I must react to claims of those who say that you are not all.
Right, so hearing your father sing those words, Neil, you know, in cartoons where they comedy run through a brick wall and you see the outline, that was me at that party.
I don't blame you.
I never want to repeat it. I can never hear that song again. I'm just off to be ill right now. If you don't mind me, could you play a song?
Camel Fat Rabbit Hole on Gaydio.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? I'm setting up a tribute band, Neil.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
thanks for the likes on our Instagram profile this week. I popped up a few of our podcast photos. We've got lots of likes. Thank you very much from Howard, Dave the Gay Handyman, Phil Marriott, RRTT, Australian Lisa. We'll be hearing from her soon. Phil, who can be found in London and Hamburg, that one. Also Karen, Chris Pudger Curly.
Oh, and my beauty!
Bailey, who says, life is what you make it. So true, Bailey. Thank you very much for the likes.
So, I really like that, Neil. So what's the latest photo that's gone up? Are we allowed to say?
I haven't got it in front of me.
Yeah, go on. What is it?
I haven't got it in front of me. Hang on.
Because last week, apparently our head was on a Hollywood couple or something, wasn't it? It was on the Vogue magazine or something like that.
Oh, yes. There's quite a few on there.
Yes, that's lovely. So if you're on Instagram, go and have a
yes, it's the Irish Grace Jones photo that I put up last week. So last week.
Oh, wonderful, Roisin Murphy. That's stunning, Neil. That's absolutely stunning. This is ndebs@gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. I have to say, Neil, I need some collective blowing. because I'm in a lot of trouble because I will be dashing to the airport listening to Gaydio because we're coming live from Manchester Pride at 1 o'clock. We will be there.
Miley Cyrus on the way.
Miley Cyrus on the way. And I am going to Sitges. Straight after the show. God knows if I'll ever find a gay bar there. I think it's going to be quite hard. But as you can see, Neil, from behind me, just to get into the mood, what's drying behind me here?
I can't really see. Is it a towel?
Yes, I haven't started packing.
Oh, no.
And my clothes are wet. Clothes are wet. So if you are in Sitges and you have some clothes to fit a lesbian and a towel, could you please send me your address now and I shall pay you back in drink. All right. This is NDebs. Thank you.
They'll be queuing up. Jonas Brothers on Gaydio. That's Waffle House. Waffle. Oh, my goodness.
We're typing in a waffles. The waffling versatile. this is NDebs. We are absolutely on a Manchester Pride high, aren't we? I'm so excited about this. Can I tell you who's performing today?
Yes, go on, shoot.
If you don't mind. So right now at the Village stage, the parade is on the screen. You can watch it there. So if you're not on the parade, you can see it at the Village stage. And then later on, 6:15, we are Unity and we are unstoppable. Made her French. She's not French. It's Conchita Verse, 6:15. And then 7:45, watch out, everyone. Gird your loins. Jodie Harsh is in the house.
Oh, yes.
With that weave. You probably see that from Google Earth. You just type in weave. Yes. And Alison Flippin Goldfrapp.
I know. That's great, isn't it?
I'm so jealous as hell if you're going to that one. And then at the Mancunity stage, do you remember we went to Stewie, beautiful Stewie, long-suffering PA stroke manager to the diva Catherine Ellis. At his birthday party, he had the best DJ I have ever seen in my life.
He was super.
Raven Mandela. Raven Mandela!
Really? Oh, you'll love
Honestly,
Raven.
It's a treat. Yeah. I have never... Raven Mandela is a comedian, the best mixer, plays the best remixes of songs
ever. Amazing hair, amazing eyes,
just phenomenal. Phenomenal talent, and that is going to be tonight at the Mancunity stage, 11 o'clock. Do not miss that because it's going to be flipping brilliant.
Manchester Pride weekend on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday afternoon. And how is Australian Lisa? She had a good week?
I don't know, love, because I haven't seen her because I had Marge Trish's funeral in Wales. But yeah, don't want to bring me down. But can I just say, live from 1 o'clock, we are going to be at Manchester Pride on Gaydio. We're playing presenter roulette, Neil, because we don't know. We haven't been given the golden envelope to who is going to be on air. It could be Paris and Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave, have you got your boots ready? I want you to be wearing those boots.
Yes.
Those boots we saw at the Gaydio Pride Awards with Hilton. And my God, it'd be taller than flipping. I don't know. Something tall. We could have our beautiful friend Brett. It could be Chris with a K. But we will be live from Manchester Pride straight after this show to really get you in the mood.
Oh, it's time to catch up with Australian. She's perky here. She wants to talk to us. Okay. She's filed her usual report.
Yeah.
Hello, Lisa. Come in.
Well, hello, Debbie. Hello, Neil. Hi. Hello, Alex. It's Sitges Day. Can you hurry up and get off this radio and get to the airport? Because we're going to Sitges for our fabulous friend Paul's big birthday. It's going to be a gaytastic time. And it's going to be super hot and sunshiny, and I just cannot wait to get to the beach. I've got no gay news. I've got no news at all because I am just fully focused on the amazing time we're about to have. Come on, Debbie. Let's go.
Can't be bothered, Titus. That's only 30 seconds she did this week.
She did it in 30 seconds. And also, Neil, could we have a bit more hot breath? Because I've got about 10 minutes to pack everything because I've got a hot foot.
Route 94, sad songs on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie, Pride weekend in Manchester.
We won't have any sad songs.
Oh, no.
Get out, my pub. we're going to be live on Gaydio from Manchester Pride in a matter of moments, actually.
About 12 minutes.
Hi to... Oh, come on, hurry up. Dirty Monkey, I'll read your message out next week. And also to James and to our delicious friends, Prowler, who are, have got the best window. They always do the best window displays in Manchester.
Yes,
they're just behind, near where the chip shop is, near there in that car park. I do adore them. I really do adore them. Neil, can I just let you know who's performing at Manchester Pride tomorrow on the Village stage? This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. 5:20, Kelly Lorena from Entrance. Cheddar Gorgeous. Later on, Lisa Scott-Lee, 6:45. Natasha Bedingfield, 7:45. Jake Bloomin' Shears at 9 o'clock. And you know who's going to be performing?
Do tell.
On the Alan Turing stage at, hang on, like I said, you know who's going to be performing there at 9:45. This is from Stewie's birthday party. See if you can recognise who this star is going to be performing tomorrow night. Manchester Pride, the Alan Turing stage.
Excellent.
It's Angie Brown.
Angie Brown. Love it.
Wow. Rava Mandela was with her when she performed this.
Wow.
Right, you ready? Oh, the batteries are running out. Just kicked off her shoes. We saw her live. And now it goes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Going to kick off tomorrow night. We've got to hand over Neil. It's Manchester Pride. Gadio will be live from Manchester Pride in a matter of seconds. Can we say good luck to everyone at the RVT as well? They're having a Eurovision special Bank Holiday Monday. Guess who's performing? Sonia! Oh my God, Sonia's going to be there, and Sue too. So have a fab time. Whatever you're doing for Manchester Pride, have a beautiful and safe one.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Wait.
Extra, 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 extra.
Oh no, you've taken the Twitter off. Please, Neil, can we have that back? It's Podcast Extra Bits with Neil and Dubba on the radio. Neil.
Yes.
Would you mind dropping the piano?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's just the image of your dad. Was he jigging around whilst that was all going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you...
Did your stepmom join in? Was she there?
I couldn't even look, Neil. I just had to look down at the floor and just go, swallow me.
Was he posturing to anybody in particular or just mainly you?
No, I couldn't make eye contact with him because that would have been really horrible. If you'd only listened to the podcast Extra Bits, by the way, I went to a party. We've got a very quick podcast Extra Bits, Neil, because I've got to go. I've got a pack to go to flipping Sitges. But I went to a family party and the DJ who was like, DJ Mark, who was their mate who works down the pub. It's not really a DJ.
Yeah.
And they started to play Sex Bomb, Sex Bomb, You're My Sex Bomb. And I heard my dad singing, let's just relive this moment, Neil, singing this lyric here. You drop the bed.
The route to go to sex me slow. And yes, I must react to claims of those who say that you are not all.
Oh,
and also,
Daddy.
Like my uncles and aunties who are of a certain age were really going for it.
Yeah.
They were all joining on the dance floor, and I went, I don't want to be here.
No.
I want to be ill in my own mouth.
It's
almost the time, Neil. Do you remember this? I went with one of my best friends, Anthony, and Lisa, Australian Lisa. There's a really great little bit behind Victoria Station. It turned it into, it used to be like a bit, like, used to be a bit scrubby around there.
Mm.
And they've turned it into a really posh sort of restaurant area
a
performing arts area.
Oh, right.
And outside the donut stand, there was a sort of pop-up bar, pop-up stage. And there were two people playing this song acoustically.
Right.
Looking into each other's eyes. And we were all watching it, feeling eau de cringe.
Yes.
I mean, cringe. Sex Bomb was cringe level 10.
Right.
This was cringe level probably 10 or 11. So they were looking into each other's eyes on a guitar, playing this, just two of them on stage, and about 50 of us just watching with our jaws on the floor.
No,
that's not the worst bit, Neil. The worst bit was they were brother and sister.
Neil and Debbie.